Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning on this Tuesday. We've been kind of wrapping up the school year with the local superintendents as the school year is over and done with. I don't know if you noticed that, but yeah. It happened. It's done. And this morning we'll head over into Warren County and talk about United District 304 as we're joined by their superintendent, Jeff Witsit, this morning. Jeff, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Thanks so much for checking in with us here this morning. Well, as we've talked with the others, not the ending that you wanted and not the ending you expected to have either to your school year.
No, not at all. I had jinxed us. I'm pretty certain there towards the end of February we'd made it through the year with no snow days or anything. And I said, man, I think we're going to make it and life's going to be pretty good. And in a short 2 weeks, things turned around pretty quick on us. So.
Okay, so now we know. Now yeah. We know. So you know, we do this during
the Lenny Dykstra, local superintendent.
Okay, I wouldn't go quite that far. How about the sports broadcast? We always do that. We jinx somebody on a free throw or something.
Yeah, there you go.
that's better than being the Lenny Dykstra. It is so unfortunate the way things ended. It was tough. I mean, it was tough on everybody, whether it was students, teachers, administrators. It was a tough thing for everybody because you wanted to see students be able to finish and do what they do and have graduation, have their spring extracurricular activities and everything and be in class learning. But, you know, obviously it didn't happen that way. So I have to ask you, as far as the online, the distance learning, whatever you want to call it, how did things work out in your district?
Well, I think it happened in stages for us. You know, when we first did the 2 week shutdown and they were active God days and they were telling us, you know, just keep making contact, keep reaching out and checking on kids and checking their social emotional well-being and those kind of things. Things were good. I think our teachers stepped up and they made every effort they could to make sure our kids were taken care of. But our focus, and well, I'll admit it right from the get-go, our focus was not academic at the time. It was not about making sure our progress was being made. And then every time it got extended, we had to change gears a little bit. Well, now it's going to be longer. We still got to get something done through this. But in the meantime, you've got the whole thing hanging over your head that your grade can't get any worse based on anything. And that you know, as much as our kids were focused and involved and engaged from early, once that set in and they realized, well, if I don't do this, I'm not really out anything. We started losing interest and losing some of the efforts, probably. But overall, we learned a ton, and I think that has given us a focus for the summer months and what our teachers are working on. And in any case, we would need this down the line. I think we're going to be very ready for it. I think we learned on the run about as well as you can.
Yeah, I guess the good news is, like you said, you learn from it. And, you know, we don't know what the start of the new school year is going to be like. It could be the same thing. But will this be something that would be implemented now? Would it be possible like for snow days and things like that or, you know, power outages?
That's what we're telling our folks is, I see remote learning is going to be a part of who we are from here on out, whether it's the start of the next school year or we get shut down again during the next school year or the next blizzard in January or, you know, it could be as simple as that kid that has an appendectomy and is out for a week and home for a week. You know, it could be used in that capacity, too. You never know what the range is going to be, but you know, we're going to spend our time this summer with our teachers. We're using a little bit of our relief grant money to do some professional development things that will improve our approach to remote learning and make it more engaging and a better product for our kids so that when we do have to use it, it's worthwhile and it will change the whole tenor of the thing, I think.
So, Tyler, the fake appendectomy would not work again now under
Mr. Witsit's
guidelines.
Fool me once.
Jeff Witsit, United District 304 superintendent, joining us here this morning, kind of wrapping up the school year. And, you know, you did mention the losing interest. And I have to be perfectly honest, you know, myself as a student, I cannot imagine having had to do that because I, you know, I had enough trouble paying attention sitting in the classroom. I think it would have been even worse, you know, having to do it that way. And there are some students that's going to be a problem for, you know, that you know, easily lose interest, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's human nature a little bit. And I joke with, I have a senior that just graduated, technically, and his friends and the kids that I've been able to see as we've done our graduation celebrations and things like that, I've kind of teased them, you know, that if I'd have said on March 1st you could finish the year remote learning, I probably would have had a bunch of hands and people would have thought that would have been pretty cool. And now that they've lived through it, I don't think that's exactly, I would get the same number of hands up. So
yeah, better as a choice than forced, I guess. Right?
Yeah, and it takes a special person. You know, my older kids, I've watched them do that a little bit from a distance, do some online classes and things like that. It takes some focus and some discipline from that person on the other end of it to make it work too. So.
United District 304
learning process.
Yep, United District 304 Superintendent Jeff Whitsitt joining us here this morning. Jeff, that's kind of the low light, the way the school year ended, but you got some positives out of it. Talk about some of the other positives from throughout this past school year for District 304.
You know, we had a great year going. I really don't have data on it, but I think this senior class has been they've set an academic bar. they are just a special group academically. They came in and they were very competitive in a good-natured way with each other. So academically, we've had a phenomenal year. You know, some of the things that we lost out on, we were going to state. Our math team was going to state. Our academic bowl team was going to state. And we lost all those things that didn't happen to. On another note, we've had several facility projects take off. We are pretty much fully air conditioned. Little exception in our high school. We got a section of our high school that's not yet, but we added air conditioning and new HVAC to all of our buildings at the West Campus going into the fall. So we had a great fall. We had a great thing going. Like I said, we were rolling. We were having a great year academically. The kids were enjoying their time, and I think again, if you talk to the kids, they would tell you it's a shame the way it ended, and they didn't realize how much they were going to miss it till it was gone.
You mentioned that that senior class and how competitive they were academically and everything, and setting the bar really high. I guess the hope is that carries over and other classes see that. But have you seen that before at either there or in other districts you've been in where it's like, man, you just have that one class, and like, boy, I wish they were all like that.
Yeah, you get that. It's cyclical a little bit, and I would never say we have any dud classes. I think our classes are all pretty much alike. There's a lot of similarity between them. It's just from the get-go, even when these kids, we're talking about the first group of kids that were kindergarten united all the way through with Yorkwood and Warren and Alexis all the way through. So this group, senior group, was the first year Yorkwood was part of us too. So these kids, this is the first group of kids that's not known anything but united. But you could just tell right from the get-go, even when they were young, kindergarten, first grade, that they were focused on academics. They had a huge support system behind them, whether it was at home or extended family. And that's true in everything. They were competitive athletically. They pushed each other, and it was all in a good way. I mean, they still get along. They are a pretty tight-knit group, as evidenced. You know, we've had some things trying to celebrate them with a social distance component to it, and they've turned out. I mean, I think we did a Friday night drive-by for just the seniors, and I think we had one senior that didn't make it to it. So it's important to them to be together. They've enjoyed their time together, and I think they're set up for some great things. They'll be a fun group to watch.
Jeff Whitsitt, United District 304 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Yeah, that's kind of neat that being the very first group that has known nothing but United with all of the communities involved. That's kind of a cool thing to have a group like
right.
that.
Right. You know, you keep hearing that they ended their career with the pandemic, and they were born during 9/11, and you know, all these crazy things that have gone on, and they were the first United group. So a lot of mile markers for them, or milestones for them, and they will be remembered. I said this early on in the school closure. You know, we're trying to celebrate that group. We've still got a date out August 2nd for a graduation, if the social distancing measures allow for it. We're hopeful that can happen, but this group will be remembered for a lot besides being the group that ended with the pandemic.
I know you probably don't have any percentages in front of you, but are a good chunk of them going to continue their education at the next level?
Yeah, I think 59 out of 61 of them are. They're 61
wow.
graduates, and 59 of them are moving on. We got three that are going military, but one of them is going reserve duty and will be in school in the fall. But, you know, two are going to the workforce, three to the military, and everybody else is going to some sort of, I think we got 36 going to Sandberg in the fall. So, and then about 23 or 24 going on to four-year schools.
Pretty impressive. That's nice to see a group like that. That'll, you know, they're going to go out and do good things in the world.
Yeah, they're really focused. It's amazing to me. I'm 51 years old, and I'm not sure I know what I want to do with my life yet. But you know, we got a bunch of 18-year-olds that they kind of have a real feel for what it. Most of them have a feel for what it is they want to do for a career and for a livelihood. So. That's neat to see. They're a focused group. Like I said, that's what's made them who they are.
Absolutely. Jeff Whitson, United District 304 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. School year has wrapped up. And as you said, you mentioned you're hoping to do an in-person graduation. What is there anything else virtually, or if that can't happen, is there another plan, or have you already kind of done some of the things you're going to do?
Yeah, we've pretty much done all that. We had the Friday, the senior night lights. We did right at would have been the Friday night of our graduation weekend. And then we scheduled our last 3 days of school. We scheduled our seniors came in a couple at a time with their families. We were able to make recordings of them walking across our stage with their parents actually giving them their diploma. You know, we did everything we could, social distancing, but we got good recordings of that. And then our tech department put together a video that we've put out via social media, and it's on our website. It looks like our graduation went on. The only thing missing is the audience, and you never see that anyway. It looks like the camera was set from the back of the gym and focused on the stage, and it really looks like the graduation happened, and we were all there celebrating it. But so we've done those things. We keep a lot of contact with our seniors, but we had a June date scheduled just in case. Well, that one's not going to work because we're still going to be in the 10 limit congregation. So we're bypassing that date now, but we're focused. Our other date we had scheduled was August 2nd. So when the next move is made, if we get to phase four and it's 50, then we'll talk about whether we want to do an outdoor celebration or want to pull something off or not. But you know, a lot of things to think about there. We're losing some kids to the military and things like that, and even a lot of the colleges are moving up their start times, so we might even lose some kids to their college entrance. So a lot to consider going into that, but we'll play it by ear, and we'll keep talking to the health departments, and whatever we're able to do, we will do.
Jeff Whitson, United District 304 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. You know, interesting, we had a discussion. It's been a few weeks ago where I'm trying to think of who all we talked to in the week. We were talking, like, we had so many Knoxville people on. We had, we had Brad Clark. Oh, Joe Burgess was another one, mm-hmm. Both 1980 Knoxville grads. Of course, you, Tyler, every day.
We had Eric Matthews in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We had Eric Matthews on. So I got to ask you, having another Knoxville grad who's coming back as an interim superintendent, you know, Steve's hitting the road and heading up to Sycamore, and you got Joe Burgess coming. How do you feel about having a guy like that in this area?
Oh, you can't put that on the radio, I'm pretty certain. Joe and I have known, I've pretty much known Joe all my life.
Well, and you guys were at Rova at the same time together, weren't you?
We were for a year.
Okay.
My first year teaching at Rova was his last year teaching at Rova, and then he became principal in Galesburg, I think, the next year. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have collided quite a bit in our lifetimes too. So he's convinced he's my hero. I'm not sure how to tell him that's not true, but
I will not tell him that. Yeah, well, of course we'll have him on when we get heading into the new school year. Of course, we'll have you back again. What anything that you know, you're in the unknown right now, the unknown realm. You don't know what the new school year is going to bring, but are there any things you're looking forward to at this point as we start heading that way?
Yeah, looking forward to. I don't know. I am really focused right now on working with our teachers and getting better at the remote learning. Like I said, I just think this is going to be a part of all school districts moving forward, for various reasons, not the least of which might be our ability to offer some things that we wouldn't be able to offer otherwise, too. We've used Sandberg for online classes quite a bit. There's nothing saying we couldn't have a teacher teach an online class outside of their regular day, or you know, some variation of something like that, or a junior high teacher teach a high school class that way, or something along those lines, just to expand our curriculum and create some offerings for some kids. So our focus is really on that right now, on getting good at engaging students and making it worthwhile to them online. So that's where our focus is. You know, I am constantly distracted by all the what are we going to do if we're restricted numbers? How are we going to bus all these kids in? What's food service going to look like? Where do I get thermometers and things like that? I mean, there's all those distractions in the background, but right in our face is trying to improve our instruction and what we can do to make this better for kids.
Absolutely. How about financially? Because, again, with all the issues now, you know, we had a little resolution, and we do have a budget that's passed, but we don't know what's going to be out there.
Yeah, cautious. I don't know a superintendent that's done it more than 2 years in a row that's not cautious every year anyway, with the state of Illinois and the way things are. So we're cautious. We're in a good situation. Our tax base is really solid. We're more locally funded than state funded anyway, so we do control more of our destiny than some districts. So as long as we've got that going for us, but that's just another one of those distractions I got to keep tabs on in the background that just could change our focus. I'm of the belief, and some of the other soups disagree with me, but I'm of the belief that this coming year won't be the hardest year we have. I think the following year, I think 21-22 is where we'll feel the hurt, and frankly, we've got some things going for us that way, too. That's a big retirement year for us. We've got several people entering their last year this coming year, so we'll have an opportunity to absorb some positions and do some things like that if we need to come March. And hopefully we'll know more by then. But I think, you know, we've brought all of our people back right now. If we are remote learning, we'll have to consider what our options are. But if we're back face-to-face, I think it will be pretty much business as usual around here for another year. And then the hard decisions come in a year, I think.
Jeff Whitsitt, United District 304 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Jeff, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Hopefully next time we'll be able to do it in person, and we'll be talking about you being back in front of the kids and being able to see their faces.
Yep, I would love that to be the case.
Jeff, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, Tom.